Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, December 8. Coming up, divestment of Caymanas Track Limited nears completion, Children Guardianship and Custody Amendment Act passed, and public urged to shop wisely for same-day loans. The news in detail after this message.
A person assigned an attorney may need forensic, medical, scientific, or other expert evidence to prove his case. The Legal Aid Council, where an assigned attorney so requests, undertakes the costs for such expert services as required. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 72 Harbor Street, Kingston, telephone 948-6999 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The government is to complete the divestment of Caymanas Track Limited CTL to preferred bidder Supreme Ventures Limited by the end of January 2017. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the government intends to sign the contract for the takeover by December 23 and Supreme Ventures Limited should formally assume control of CTL on January 5, 2017. Mr. Shaw notes that the investment of Supreme Ventures in upgrading the CTL into a modern world-class racing complex could reach as high as $1 billion.
This will also include unplanned spending for upgrading facilities. These include an overhaul of the sewage system, the erection of an incinerator, and much-needed enhanced security arrangements. There's also the matter of the establishment of a horse clinic in keeping with international best practices.
Mr. Shaw was speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, is advising the public to be cautious when choosing same-day loans and payday financing options that have become popular over the Christmas season. The agency has received complaints from persons who have fallen victim to paying exorbitant amounts of cash after signing unreasonable loan contracts. Acting Director of Communications at the CAC, Dorothy Campbell, says due diligence must be exercised by consumers before signing loan agreements.
There are some reputable ones that offer decent contracts. However, there is a majority that is not necessarily in business to serve the public. And they offer very onerous conditions in the contracts. And persons have found themselves in deep water and only after being unable to make the payments that they find themselves at the Consumer Affairs Commission.
Ms. Camber says while persons may need extra cash to deal with the demands of the holidays, they must consider the potential debt that will be incurred. She is urging persons to seek financial advice before applying for same-day and payday loans. The Children Guardianship and Custody Amendment Act was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The bill seeks to give effect to the government's decision to enact legislation to implement the terms of the 1980 Hague Convention on Civil Aspects of International Child Abduction and to facilitate Jamaica's accession to the agreement. The Hague Convention aims to protect children from the harmful effects of abduction and retention across international boundaries by providing a procedure to bring about their prompt return. While opening the debate on the bill in November, Justice Minister Delroy Chuck said incidents of international child abductions continue to pose a serious challenge in light of the ease in international travel and the rise in divorce rates, among other factors. The bill was passed in the upper house in July. And the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology is working assiduously to ensure that the guidelines set out under the National Energy Policy are met. The policy sets a target of having 20% of the country's energy being generated from renewables by 2030.
Currently, we are about 15%. Yes, because we just this year, thankfully, commissioned two wind plants, and we have not yet commissioned the solar plant, the only solar plant that we have in the region, but certainly the contributions to JPS have been recorded.
Director of the Energy Economics and Planning Unit, Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology, Yvonne Barrett Edwards. She says the three plants could contribute a total of 80 megawatts to the national grid. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.